great. And so when you see a frog depicted on a totem, or...
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
This is my husband.
I think we met briefly before. I was here with Ken to borrow your truck.
Yeah.
We're just doing an interview for school.
You gotta keep in a red pocket on the board.
Okay.
So my next question is, when you see a frog depicted on a totem or on regalia or some cultural artifact, do you feel the same sense of importance that you would with seeing a frog in the wild on the landscape?
I see it differently.
Can you explain it?
The frog that is represented by the clan symbols on blankets and any artifacts have a more cultural value to me than to see a frog in the wild. I would stand aside, or I would stop. You know, if I was driving a car, I would stop and let that frog cross the road, or, you know, do what I could to keep it from harm. But there are so many different varieties, species of frogs that I think the one that is symbolized by our clan is a bullfrog. I'm pretty sure.
I'll show you a picture here if you don't mind. But bullfrogs actually, it surprised me when you said that, and I'm not saying that's wrong, bullfrogs are traditionally from the southern part of the United States, and they've been moved recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to different parts. Now, when I look at Marge's boat that she has at the museum,
mm-hmm.
She has, well, unless somebody stole my frog pictures. Let's see here.
I've often wondered which, but somebody told me that it was a bullfrog, so I might have been misled.
Well, see, the problem is bullfrogs, when they move into an area that they're not naturally from, they're a very large frog,
mm-hmm.
and they're very aggressive. So they'll eat the other frogs, and they'll also, their tadpoles will kill other tadpoles. So then they kill the native frogs from an area. This here is a boreal toad. And when I look at a lot of the local art that shows frogs, I often see the boreal toad because, such as the blanket, has this white stripe down the center of its back. And that's also seen on the blanket. And then the bumps, it's real rough on its back.
Uh-huh.
And you can see those bumps on the blanket as well, and on some of the totems. But this is a native frog. There's two others that we have locally, the wood frog and the Columbia spotted frog.
I don't recognize a stripe in the art.
I see. Yeah, I guess it might be something just to keep an eye out for and see if you start to see patterns that look like certain frogs. But it would be interesting. I know that, you know, the Tlingit traded pretty widely up and down the coast, that they could have seen frogs elsewhere or brought them from elsewhere.
But this, according to the legend that is attached to the frog that saved the people on that canoe,
mm-hmm.
it was a local frog. It was on the Stikine River. So
the very large frog that we have then is that boreal, the boreal toad that lives up there. So it might be.
Yeah, it would be hard to trace.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I've noticed, because I've traveled down, I worked with the Salish in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I really want to go to Haida Gwaii, too, but I was over in Heidelberg, and the pictures of the frogs change as you go down the coast, because
mm-hmm.
they're different frogs that people have seen.
And if you look at the frogs that we use, our frog, his head is up. And some of the other frogs that are used by other clans, their head is down.
Mm-hmm.
But our head is up, and most of it.
Yeah.
At least that's what I was told.
Right. That's what I've seen too locally. Now, is it the same in Sitka with the kicksuddy? Do you know?
I think their frog is down. Hmm.
And is it a different story of when they acquired the frog? Do you know?
I think it is. I don't know. I don't know if you could call it a characteristic, but one of the natural traits of Tlingits is we do not talk about other clans. It's not our place to talk about other clans or where any of their
stories.
Stories. Okay. So we wouldn't.
So a lot of the other ladies, you know, they'll refer to themselves as the frog women, and I've heard stories where a certain frog, they feel that an ancestor has been speaking through it. Do you feel a close connection with the animal itself?
Like I said before, as it pertains to the legend, yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't revere just any frog I saw.
Okay.
It pertains to the legend.
I see.